Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and smash that thumbs up button. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. You know who you are. Now, let's get spooky. Zach, I'm hoping you're having a good day. I'm emailing this story to you as it's something that happened to me when I was a teenager back in 2016. I'm born and raised in a small mountain town in eastern Kentucky, Pineville to be precise. It's a small yet quiet town. I have a love and hate relationship with this place. I love it because I love the small town vibe. There's not a lot of traffic, if any. People are friendly, gas is cheap, and we get all four seasons. The downside to all this is that you have to drive incredibly far to do anything good, like getting to a major city to watch a football game or a basketball game. We have restaurants here, and they're okay, but nothing quite special. I'm a single child to a single mother. My dad has never been in the picture. I've only met him a couple of times in my youth. My mother works two jobs, and I work at the local grocery store. This is just a little background upon myself. It doesn't really pertain to the story per se. Outside of work and watching movies, the only thing I truly love to do is to go hiking and the occasional camping trips with my friends. Throughout my time out here, I've hiked on pretty much every trail that there is. But you just never know, really, when you're out there. Some of these trails are for the parks itself, and some of them might be even man-made that you're not really supposed to be on. Some of them look like something else may have made it. They're just really narrow and dense, and you just never know. I've never really been the adventurous type to actually go down those directions. This particular story happened when I was solo, hiking on this really cool trail. It's only about a mile long, if that. It was called the Rock Hotel Trail. It's a pretty popular trail. Outside of tourists, there's really nobody else there during the week for the most part. Parking could be a pain in the butt, too. I usually just park my car on the side of the dirt road, as there's no assigned parking spots nearby. What's really fantastic about this short little easy trail compared to other trails in the near vicinity is that it has a cave. A real cave. I've never personally went inside the cave. To be honest with you, caves kind of creep me out. They always have, ever since I watched that movie called The Descent. I just always stayed clear of it. I've seen it from the distance for the trail, but that was good enough for me. I have no idea if it's a shallow cave or if it's a very deep one. I have no clue, to be honest with you. So, I was on my hike. I had my backpack on, with my water hooked up to the side of it. I had some Nature's Valley bars and some snacks and of course a couple of Slim Jims. The bare necessities, of course, for a short hike. Like I mentioned before, it's not that long of a trail. I kind of go overboard with each of my hiking trips because you just never know what could really happen out there, especially if you're hiking by yourself. Better to be safe than sorry, I would always quote. So as I'm trekking along, the day is nice, the sun is starting to set. I could see all the beautiful colors mixed in with the clouds above and the sky as I walked. It was in the month of October, so it was already starting to get a bit chilly outside. The beautiful trees and everything were turning colors from the browns to the yellows to the reds all around me on the trail. I knew I had probably a good 20 minutes left of daylight before it was gonna get dark. I don't know why I chose to start this hike this late in the evening, but I'm pretty sure it probably had something to do with my work schedule back then. I could see the cave in front of me, about 40 yards up in the distance upon the dirt trail. You could see it clear as day, the darkness sunken in around the stone wall. Even thinking about it now, typing this up gives me shivers. As I was continuing my casual walk, I happened to glance down with my walking stick just shooting the shit as I was walking towards the direction of that cave, when I saw a couple weird prints that were embanked in the dirt. At first, I thought they were just some dog prints, but when I noticed the size and look and appearance of these paw prints, I had to stop in my tracks and kneel down on my knees to take a better look. I found a few of these prints, all heading in the direction of that cave that's up ahead. What really threw me off about these prints wasn't that it was canine, as yeah, people have dogs and they walk their dogs on this trail, is that these prints more significantly looked more like a wolf-like print. But the strangest part about it was the size of these prints. Nothing I had ever seen before. These prints were incredibly large. I didn't have a tape ruler with me, but putting my boot up against the side of it to judge its length, the print was almost the size of my shoe, and I wear a size 12. I took a picture with my cell phone, and I'll attach it to this email, so if you'd like to post it on your video, you can. They were some big-ass footprints. Bigger than anything I've ever seen in person before, at least. After taking a couple of pictures, I just stood up and kind of brushed it off. I didn't really question it. I knew it was some kind of wolf. I didn't know what kind of wolf or how close it was, or even how fresh the tracks were. I wasn't thinking about that. I was just enjoying my day on the hiking trail. As I got closer to that cave, though, gosh, I don't know, something got over me. I felt like something was off, something was different compared to the other times that I've been here. I don't know what it was. I just felt it deep inside my gut. As I approached that cave, I felt a shiver down my spine when I saw something inside the darkness of that cave entrance, staring back at me. Now, it's pretty much common sense that critters and forest dwellers like to find shelter in caves due to weather elements and other things of that nature, just survival instincts of every creature on Earth. But these were different. These eyes were red, and they were glowing in the dark. At this point, the sun was almost non-existent, and the sky was darkening above. As I was continuing my walk forward, that's when I heard whatever was inside that cave let out a loud guttural growl that sounded very canine-like. It wasn't a bear. It wasn't some kind of cat. It was something else. It sounded like whatever it was inside that cave was telling me to back the hell up. I didn't hesitate. I stopped in my tracks when I heard it. Then I started walking backwards out of fright. The eyes never took its eyes off of me in the dark. Hell, I didn't even see it blink. You don't need to be the smartest chip out there to know that common sense is telling you to get the hell out of that situation, where you are obviously not wanted somewhere. That thing in that cave didn't have to tell me twice. It never even showed its true form now that I'm looking back upon this story. All I heard was the growl of some canine beast, and seen its red, visible, glowing eyes in the darkness of the cave looking upon me on the trail. I backtracked on that trail for quite a while. Luckily, I never fell and hurt myself. I just couldn't take my eyes off the cave entrance. I feared that if I ever turned around or something, that thing would come out and attack me, whatever it was. Luckily for my sake, it never did. I never did see whatever that was exit the cave, nor attack me or anybody else for that matter. There wasn't that many people on the trail to begin with, and when I was approaching the cave, there was nobody in sight at the time. I'm wondering if any of your other fans have been on this Rock Hotel trail before, if they've ever had any experience like this on that trail, or any trail for that matter. I'd love to hear about it in the comments. And thank you for reading my story.